want to mention one beautiful narration, beautiful parable in front of you, inshallah. It's mentioned that a person, a man, he once bought a slave. Now the slave, he said to him, listen, I will serve you, no problem, I will serve you. But I have got three conditions. If you agree to these three conditions, inshallah, I will continue to serve you, inshallah. Whatever you say to me, I will do, inshallah. So the master goes, okay, what's your three conditions? What do you want me to do? What do you want me to agree on for you to serve me? The slave said, the first condition that I have is that whenever the time of namaz comes, you will not stop me reading from namaz. Subhanallah, subhanallah. The second condition was, you can command me to do anything during the day, but during the night, you will not command me to do anything. So the boss, the owner, he thought to himself, that's fine. During the day, you can serve me, and in the evenings, in the night time, you can do what you need to do, and you can go to sleep, you can rest. So, and the third condition was that you need to give me a separate room in your home, which no one can enter apart from me. So there's one room that you need to appoint, no one can enter apart from me. So the boss, he heard these three conditions, he agreed that first of all, he's going to read his namaz, inshallah. Number two is that he will not command him to do anything during the night. And the third condition on the table was that he's going to give a separate room that no one can enter. So the boss, he agreed, and he took his slave to his home and he said to him, look, the whole house is yours. Choose whichever room you want, inshallah, and that's your room. Subhanallah. So the slave, he went, he looked around. But it was a bit unusual. Why? Because he chose the broken room of the whole house. The boss said to him, listen, you got so many other rooms in this particular house, in my house. Why have you chosen the broken room? You know, the slave, he gave a beautiful response. He goes that, do you not know that even a damaged room turns into a garden by the blessings, by the zikr of Allah, subhanallah. So it's mentioned that the slave, he continued to serve his master, and during the evenings, he continued to do the zikr of Allah, he continued to worship Allah. Now what happened is that one day, the master, he passed by the room of that slave. Now remember the condition, he was not allowed, no one is allowed to enter that room. But from a distance, he observed his slave. What was the slave doing? During the night, he had his head in the court of Allah, in the position of sajda, and he was crying in the court of Allah. And you know what he was saying to Allah? He was making this supplication to Allah Azawajal, that Ya Allah Azawajal, I need to serve my master during the day. And I can only worship you. I can only do your zikr. I can only remember you during the night. Ya Allah Azawajal, if it was up to me, I would do your ibadat, I would do your worship day and night. Ya Allah Azawajal, unfortunately, because I have to serve my master during the day, I can only do your zikr, I can only worship you in the night. Now, the master, he's also listening. That the slave, look at his passion to the zikr of Allah. That he wants to worship Allah during day and the night. But because he's serving me during the day, he can't do the worship of Allah during the day. He can only do it during the night. Then he's seen another thing. He's seen that the slave, whilst he was in sajda, there was a beautiful light on top of his head that was in between the earth and the sky. The next day, he took his wife, and the next evening he took his wife to that same room. He goes, look at the slave, look how pious he is, look at the dua that he's making first of all, that Ya Allah, I need to serve my master during the day, otherwise I would do your zikr, I would worship you day and night. And then they both seen that there was this beautiful light that was on top of his head, between the earth and the sky. And they were both crying, seeing this beautiful scene. The next day, so the second day now, what happens is, the master, he calls his slave, and he says to him, look, I've seen exactly what you do. You know, you told no one to come to your room, and especially during the night, I've exactly seen what you do. I've seen the worship of Allah you do. I've seen the zikr of Allah you do. I've seen the supplication. I've heard the supplication that you were making in the court of Allah. He goes, because of your supplication, you are free to go from me. Allahu Akbar, you are free now to go and do the zikr of Allah openly day and night. You can worship Allah day and night. And this was a good news for that slave. But the slave, he never took this in a good way. He started crying. They asked him, why are you crying? You've got this freedom now that you can worship Allah during day and night. He raised his hands in the court of Allah. And you know what he said in the court of Allah? He said, Ya Allah Azawajal, what I was doing in the night time, this worship, these supplications that I used to do in the night time, this was only between me and you, Ya Allah. But today, this secret of mine has been exposed to the other creation of yours, Ya Allah. He began to cry so much because his secret was revealed to the world that his soul left his body.
Oh, Allah.